This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
What do we have here? What in the world is going on? Well, we'll go through some of that. We, you, and me. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of May. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day overview of... it's hard... when I use the term Good Day, the original setting of the Good Day program, as it started back in 1988, was to bring things to the surface that were not being talked about, and were good, made us feel good about the day. So as I have refined the program, this has become a beehive of activity. This hour is my way of giving you what I think, what you need to know about something, and then some commentary, opinion, if you will, relative stories. So as the world continues to be a good place, a great place, a wonderful place, imaginative, creative. It also is, there's an oxymoron to goodness, and that is terrorism. So now, one of the things that has hit us, this business of terrorism, what do we do about it? The president's in Jerusalem, is in Tel Aviv, is in Israel to try to figure out how to make things better, to make nice between two warring factions that have been fighting with each other since the beginning of religious time. There were no religions somehow or other. It would be fascinating, actually, wouldn't it, to go back to when religions got started? Mankind, or our kind, has been walking the planet for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years. Our type, our species, whether they came about as a result of changing in structure, cellular structure, whether we began as a single cell being in the swamps of the world after water existed, or where we came from other planets, whatever it is. How is it that we've gotten to a point we then created the kind of life that allowed us to survive, or our ancestors to survive? We spent all of our time, the hunter-gatherers, if you will. And then there were people who created things out of flame once fire was discovered, and then the wheel, and then along the way, somehow or other, the mind has gone to thinking we needed to give thanks, we needed to praise. There was some kind of being or beings that were greater than we. And thus became, the tradition became to acknowledge the gods of fire, the gods of the moon, the gods in the sky. It always was about the sky. And then somehow or other, we've gone into this business of creating a leader and lots of followers to a particular train of thought. And we've convinced ourselves that there is a deity, that there is something that's better than we. And I don't need religion. I don't like religion, frankly, because of the sorts of things that happen around religion. The world of terrorism we are leaving as a legacy to our children comes about as a result of fundamental religious differences or ideas, even though what's so foolish about it is that fundamentally we all we register our praise and thanks to the same being. We call them God, Allah, infinite intelligence, the force, whatever it is. God's a great term. And so, but we fight about how to do it to the point where we kill other people. Your religion's no good. Mine is better. I'm going to kill you because you don't believe the way I do. We're going to get rid of it. My religion says that we have to kill all the people that don't believe in the way you do. Do you realize how preposterously stupid that is? And yet, it's what motivates the presidents in the Middle East. He went to the Middle East to try to solve this problem, religious problem, which became a political problem. And thus, we then have the reality of what went on in Manchester. Listen.
Greater Manchester Police have told us that 22 people died last night in that explosion at Manchester Arena, amongst them children. It was a pop concert, so a lot of teenagers and young children there. 59 people were injured. They were treated at 8 hospitals across Greater Manchester. And the key piece of information, a suicide bomber carried out this attack, a lone man with an improvised explosive device. There is now a fast-moving police operation underway.
Now, if you don't think this is going to change the way a lot of people think in Europe, because now, although these terrorist strikes have happened in 3, 4, 5 different places in the past year or so, this was an entertainment venue. So terror has come to the entertainment industry. The millennial generation, Kara, you, and the ones who came after, the children of our children are going to have what? What's my grandson, Miles? You can see his video at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. Here's an innocent 2.5-year-old kid whose whole world is built around his parents and his grandparent and the things that children do, learning how to talk, learning how to walk, learning how to swim, learning how to think, learning how to do. He doesn't know anything about what happened in Manchester yesterday, but he will. There are 13-year-old kids who are committing suicide because they can't get rid of the anxiety that they have.
Yeah, obviously there were a lot of people talking about this yesterday and last night and, you know, talking about how kids were involved. And one of the most profound things I read was very young people just learning the joy of coming together for live music. This should not be part of their lesson.
No, it shouldn't, but it is.
Yeah.
Because we have crazy people who have crazy ideas, and how do we attack the ideas? We go to war against them instead of trying to reason. God, if you want to worship God, God gave us a brain. God gave us a way to think and figure things out. But yet, because there's more money in blowing things up than there is in figuring things out, we keep going in and attacking. Now, I'm not saying this was our fault, but ultimately it is our fault as human beings for not being able to reason through. And you can say, oh, you're such a simplistic, foolish thinker. Is that the way it's become now, that if you don't, you know, you're a foolish, simplistic thinker if you don't have a higher goal? My goal, our goal, ought to be to somehow figure out how to calm down or get rid of, I guess in a way, if you can't reason with people, if they can't take care of them, if the problem Muslims have with other Muslims can't be solved by Muslims, then I guess other people have to solve them. But is the only way to solve them to continue to have violence?
Well, yeah, it's amazing that, you know, all of the technological advances and other advances we've had, and we still can't communicate on a basic level.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about this new TV show called Mars, that is being produced by Elon Musk, the guy who's started SpaceX. His money came from starting PayPal. And then he's invested it in all kinds of things, solar products. And he wants to have a colony. He wants to colonize Mars. And he wants to stay because he thinks humanity in the next 100 to 1,000 years will destroy itself. So we move people to Mars. How do we, if we're going to move people to Mars, how are we going to decide who goes? Who's going to go and populate a new planet without having the same
traffic?
Well,
yeah, the purpose of it is to continue, I guess, our evolution and to continue the human race. Then how do you determine what people are eligible to do that?
Right. Who's going? You want to send some Muslim terrorists up there? I mean, we don't know this business in Manchester, to bring it back around to that. The reason there is a problem in England is because they've let too many people in there they don't know anything about. And there may be people that are homegrown as this continues to spread out. But when concert venues become the target, it really sort of hits home. those of us who are broadcasters, those of us who talk a lot about these things in terms of maybe music and movies and television, that sort of thing. But these youngsters, you know, you look at the social media, Twitter is where a lot of them have gone to express their fear, their horror, their concern, their questions. So radio and the entertainment that gets played or focused on radio becomes a part of all of this. So I hope that we are not missing an opportunity here. I really do hope we're not missing an opportunity to make, you'd think the concert venue would be a place for people to come together of all sorts. You go to a concert, you go to a ball game, you go to some event. It's a place where everybody comes together. You know, every once in a while you have somebody stupid like in Boston, the racism stuff, the terrorism things. Now, if you let your children go to a musical event, aren't you going to, the media is going to suggest to you that you ought not to let your children go to these things by themselves because you never know what's going to happen. And I guess there's something to be said for that. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves that we can't figure this out. 18 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So, about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Last week when the announcement came that Chris Cornell had committed suicide, I said openly on the program, I didn't know that much about him or Soundgarden or his ensuing connection to other pop music, but I have since become, not a fan, but certainly aware of who he was, much more, and that's thanks to your emphasis on this, Victoria, because I know he's had a very stimulating effect on people who are your age and older, I'm going to guess. So crank this up for a second. Let's get some familiarity here, Carol. So because of the focus on this, a lot of people are trying to figure out why he committed suicide. And his wife seems to hold the key to the explanation of that. She issued a statement over the weekend, addressed what she felt was the cause. Quote, his world revolved around his family first and, of course, his music second. He flew home for Mother's Day to spend time with our family. He flew out midday Wednesday, the day of the show, after spending time with the children. When we spoke before the show, we discussed plans for a vacation over Memorial Day and other things we wanted to do. However, following the concert on Wednesday night, the wife noticed a change in her husband's demeanor when they talked on the phone. She said, quote, when we spoke, I noticed he was slurring his words. He was different. When he told me that he had taken extra Ativan, I contacted security and asked that they check on him. What happened is inexplicable, and I'm hopeful that further medical reports will provide additional details. I know that he loved our children. He would not hurt them by intentionally taking his own life. So
sad.
And the attorney for the family reiterated her belief that taking that extra dosage of Ativan, which is an anxiety medication that is used a lot by people who are recovering from addictions, altered his mental faculties. Why is it that so many people who are in this end of show business are so hooked on drugs, and whether it's the kind that the illicit kind or things like Ativan? Once you get hooked on this stuff,
And then does he get to sue? I mean, does then his family sue? I mean, that's a tough one because he took it himself. It wasn't forced on him.
No.
I thought, I don't know much about these types of drugs, but I thought Ativan was something that kids with ADD take.
It's a pretty conventional drug.
Do they?
They do. Okay. And a lot of adults will take it, too, for other reasons.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, with the focus on his passing, a lot of events over the weekend, including the show. I was in Pasadena Friday morning for my son's swimming lessons, and they do them at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. It has an aquatic center. It's really quite nice. And so we went over there, and Megan said as we were leaving, this will be the last time anybody gets in or out. Because there are 100,000 people that went to each of those concerts at the Rose Bowl. And so the moments that were there, including homage being paid to Chris Cornell, it was that. And also, I guess, on the Billboard Music Awards last night, there was a lot of attention paid to him as well. Is that right? I did not see
it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Yeah, that was a big part of the show, that people sort of wanted to pay tribute.
Yeah. A lot of people were lighting up their cell phones during this six-minute power ballad aimed at honoring the music of Chris Cornell. So you can see it was a big deal, and he was a big deal. So as usual, when we get started talking about music in this hour of the program, it's always about people who are dead. Or it seems to be, anyway. All right, 28 minutes after the hour, a tribute to Chris Cornell here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Also joining us is my friend Uri Geller, who's one of the most prominent residents of Israel, a regular contributor to this program, a friend of mine for 25 years, one of the most sensitive and intelligent people that I have ever met, and has used his life and his career to help people motivate themselves. As my closest friend and ally in Israel, I thought we'd go to him to talk about the Donald Trump visit, the things yesterday. You were on with us for a little while talking about what happened as the arrival became big. It became the big news not only here and there, but pretty much all around. It's been supplanted by the terrorist attack in Manchester. And I made an observation earlier, and I wonder if we can start with my observation, Uri, about religion and how we developed religion. I was trying to think in my mind how religions developed and then the splits, because all the major religions come from Jerusalem, in essence. The three major religions all started in the same place. Basically, what is it? There were families involved, it would seem. And I guess
You know,
Today, the very famous line is that we're killing people in the name of religion.
Yes.
The killings in the name of religion that go back centuries and centuries, maybe even thousands of years. This has been throughout history, the big battles of the world, it's just endless, the wars that have been fought and the tens and tens of millions of people that have died because we are basically fighting in the name of religion. The core of it is religion. Just think about it.
Yeah.
And it is just ridiculous and preposterous and tragic that the extremists, the terrorists who believe that if they kill and maim and injure people, they will go up to heaven. Mm-hmm. That is, you see, the cultural difficulties in understanding their ideological makeup. It's almost embedded in their DNA, in their chromosome system. When they are born, they are being educated the wrong way. It's all about education, Doug. Even here in Israel, if you open a Palestinian channel, you will see little kids who are 5, 6, 7 wearing little explosive vests on their bodies, on the little bodies. And the other element here is money. You see, they're being paid to stab Israelis in the streets. Now, if you come from a poor family, and if you're ideologically screwed up, and if you're brainwashed, and you get paid, then why not go out and then slash the throat of an 80-year-old woman, which has been done in the past, sadly, many times.
Yeah. All right, so let's bring it around to President Trump being there with a lot of others working on the Middle East situation. I noticed that the authorities have given permission to Palestinians to build on the West Bank. And is that something that builds up some hope in those who want to see peace here? What does President Trump bring to the table to try to get these two sides together? And is that the major focus, or what other things have gone on in Israel in the last 24 hours with President Trump there?
Look, Doug, I think there are many little major obstacles that we'll have to cross and jump over. You know, that Trump said that there will be no peace in places where they cultivate terrorism. And he's right. When he spoke in Saudi Arabia, he kept repeating the line, you've got to drive them out from all the countries where there are terrorists. You've got to drive them out. And did you notice that here, when he spoke with Abbas, he used the term, there are losers, the terrorists, not monsters. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And there is a psychological angle to why he called them losers. A very, very deep kind of seated psychological, the words are important of how you call these terrorists. Now, you know that in England, in the Manchester bombing last night, there was immediately a happiness in the circles of ISIS and the world of terrorism. And I mean, happiness. They started giving out candies. They started firing.
I remember what happened after September 11th, how all of these people from mostly the Middle East were rejoicing in the destruction of these buildings and the destroying of all those lives here in America. The grand Satan America is referred to by these people, and they were in Saudi Arabia, they were all across Syria, they were all across the Middle East, and that has
that just shows you that if they're happy when little children, little girls and boys die, mm-hmm. innocent children die, blown up. I mean, one of the most horrifying descriptions of last night, there was a little girl, and she said her hair was full of flesh of others and feces of others because, you know, these bombs explode you, they blow your whole body up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a little child going through this tragic...
What does that do for the rest of her life, to her sanity, to her ability to deal with everyday situations? Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so, and this is why it has to go down to basic of education. When you're born, you're just going to have to be educated that this is not right. Anyhow, it's not easy, but I believe that Trump really kind of gathered momentum here from both the Palestinians and Israelis to really think for long-lasting peace.
Yeah. What's your impression of Trump there or otherwise in general terms, but specifically the idea of trying to help out in the Middle East? What do you get from watching him? You're a person who understands motivation.
Yeah. Look, Doug, from the moment I predicted his presidency, it was September when he was at the lowest when he was campaigning, and I said on my Facebook, whether you like him or not, Donald Trump is going to be the 45th president of the United States. I always knew he was bragging and it's me, but we need people like that in the driving seat. We need a leader like that that will push through deals. You know, signing peace deals are deals. They are basically deals.
He's a deal maker.
He's a master of it. He's a master of it, and I admire him for that.
So what do you see? You said that he is, last September, remember you said it here, that he'd be president. What do you think about all the rockiness now, the people who want to get him out and move things back to the way they were because they don't like the way things are?
They're sore losers. They're still beating their heads in the walls that they lost. The Democrats lost, and they're now clinging on everything, every little thing. FBI, Russia, they're to blame, and he had a deal with Russia. Nonsense. It just can't happen. But they're trying to bring up the word impeach. You know that.
Yeah, they are exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to fail miserably with that, too. So I'm not concerned at all. I think Trump is not concerned at all. He's bringing in huge things, big jobs. How how many milliards, how many billions of dollars is now going to bring in from Saudi Arabia in exchange?
This is big business. And they're also selling them. Not only are they selling them arms, but they're also selling them airplanes. The two biggest. I don't know what this says for us, but the two biggest exports in terms of dollars from America are airplanes, commercial airplanes, and war material. And so,
Can you name me another president that ever did that? Can you tell me of a president that convinced Carrier to leave Mexico and work in America, or General Motors? I mean, the guy moves things around, and CEOs listen to him, and they say, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, he's good at that. All right, Uri, thank you for the update. It was nice to have your perspective on him being there, and I appreciate it. So we'll chat again soon. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, one of those fascinating people in the world, lives in Israel now, and I wanted his perspective for you to hear. What Donald Trump was doing there from a basic core observer. He mentioned the Russian investigation. I thought it was interesting that Michael Flynn refused to cooperate with a subpoena from the Intelligence Committee yesterday. He invoked the Fifth against the documents in question, communication with Russian officials. Is there anything to it? Uri's very sensitive. His mind works wonderful ways. He says there's nothing to it, but there is still going to be the political side of stirring the pot. Is Donald Trump perfect? No. Is what's going on good for America? Well, it depends on how you define good for America, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Business is good for America, and Trump is really good for business. 44 past the hour on the Good Day overview of what's happening this Tuesday morning.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service, so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about Super Beets. Super Beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created Super Beets. Yeah, grow them. Come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly. And then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183, or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Krause-Hess, and I am here with some simple tips to get you bathing suit ready by Memorial Day. So first, let's talk a little bit about protein. Picking a high-protein snack is always going to be your best bet. It's going to help keep you full longer, and it's going to help put gas in the engine to keep the car running all day. That's why I love Pure Protein Bars. They have up to 21 grams of quality protein that's going to help your body work its best, and under 3 grams of sugar, which we all know is important. Best of all, it's delicious, so you want to reach for it. Next up, let's talk a little bit about meal prep, okay? People think meal prep is too hard. Let me give you a life hack. Minute ready to serve rice. It is portion control heaven. These single serving cups are perfect for people on the go. They pop in the microwave and they're ready in 60 seconds. Absolutely delicious and a great complex carb. You can learn more at pureprotein.com or minuterice.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Let's travel to the south for a few moments here on the Good Day excursion into what's happening in the world. The Supreme Court yesterday ruled North Carolina unconstitutionally relied on race to change voting districts back in 2010. Now, the Supreme Court is, as you know, is more to the right than it is to the center. So the fact that they ruled this way says something about these districts that were given disproportionate amounts of black voters and white voters went to in another direction, according to their rules or their gerrymandering. Officials argued the district lines were redrawn to give Republicans an advantage. So, again, the Supreme Court, more Republicans than not, more conservatives than not, and they agreed with a lower court decision that district lines were racially based. So you can, there are those who will say, on the other side, the hard cookies say, well, the Republicans are racist. Yeah, well, there are Republicans who are racist, but there are Democrats who are racist as well. You'll find plenty of people in Boston who voted for Hillary Clinton that were involved in that baseball incident. I can tell you that right now. Just too much of this kind of, this is like the religious stuff. Same thing. And then there's the Alabama bill that aims to save Confederate monuments from being torn down. We know the story from New Orleans recently. It's called the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. Why, again, with the focus on the South, why do you want to keep these? Do you not want to be Americans? The Confederacy tried to break up America. Why do you want to preserve that? Why do you want to memorialize that? Why do you like that? I wonder. I ask that respectfully. 10 before the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about NuGenix.
NuGenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With NuGenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference, too.
NuGenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Today, right now, special time, special deal, welcome into the money pit. Yes, I have a special place in my heart and a special place in the backyard.
Special place in the tool shed.
Yeah, I got lots of tools. On the farm, you know, we have tools on top of tools. I find things all the time. Tom Kreidler is here, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that is heard around the country every weekend. Fabulous information, fabulous big help. That's why it's so popular, because full of very usable and shareable information. So I think about the things that I have on the farm, and I'm amazed every once in a while when I look around and see how many tools I own. Things that are in the garage here at this farm and down at the barn. It's just amazing. I haven't the slightest idea how much value there is, really and truly, in all of these tools. And some of them,
there's a lot of value.
Yeah.
I just think about all the labor they've saved you over the years and how you've used them and used them well. But, you know, you, like me, like always to have the newest thing on the block. So we have to repurpose tools. That's why what I like to do is donate some of the extra tools and the old tools to organizations that need them from time to time and kind of share the love.
Well,
and I need the room.
I don't do that. I just buy new stuff, and we have the old stuff as
well. Pile it up.
Throw
a farm, like a farm barn sale or something.
Yeah. We're actually going to do that this weekend. We're going to open up, if you want to go to eastleyfarm.com, you'll see how we're reopening the store and the farm and having tours and the cows and stuff for the first time in a couple of years.
Cool.
Everybody's kind of excited about that. And, yeah, I'm using a lot of the tools to put everything, we're fixing lots of things. One of the things, and I noticed you have some giveaways this week happening on the Money Pit.
Do we ever, yeah.
Yeah.
We're giving away a lot of good stuff on the show this week. You know, and if you call in your home improvement question to 888 Money Pit, or you post it to MoneyPit.com's community section, this week you will be tossed into the Money Pit hard hat, because you could win a Next Grill Evolution 5-burner propane grill That's worth like $400. We've also got from Greenworks a 60-volt mower worth another $400.
Wow.
Yep, electric lawnmower. Cuts like a half acre on a single charge.
Really? Yeah. So you don't have to worry about, like with the fly mows they use in Europe, but running over. I used to, when I had the house in England, I used to have one of these fly mows, and I was continually running over the cord. And
No, you can't do that. No, these things, you know, they charge pretty quick, too, so you pretty much don't need gas. And we've got a $25 gift card to Amazon, courtesy of Speed Queen.
So what do people have to do to be qualified for this?
Call in your home improvement question. Look around your house. Something's bugging you, right? Something you want to fix. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You can call 24/7. If we're not in the studio, we'll take your contact info. We'll call you back when we are. Or you can simply go to moneypit.com, click on the community page, and post your question right there. Not only will you get the answer, you might just win a beautiful new propane grill or an electric lawnmower or a gift card this week.
Cool. Moneypit.com. All right. In a moment, I want to talk with Tom about these tabletop fire pieces. The guests, let's use your imagination. Summertime, guests are arriving, there's music playing. But you mustn't forget about the backyard ambiance that a tabletop firepiece can provide. Here's a little more explanation from Andy Solomon.
According to a recent survey, when it comes to setting the mood for a backyard gathering, 87% believe fire never goes out of style, but they also say they hate the smoky, sooty mess. TV host and landscape designer and contractor Sarah Bendrick has a clean solution to this dirty problem.
Tiki Brand has reinvented, redesigned the fire experience for tabletops with these clean burn tabletop fire pieces. They deliver a brilliant flame without any of the smoky mess.
Available at most big box stores, these fire pieces come in a huge variety of styles, colors, and sizes.
They're designed to be used with only clean burn torch fuel, which is a plant-based formula that provides a clean burn with little to no smoke and no stinky gas or petroleum smell. And it creates a brighter flame, perfect for nights spent outside with friends.
To help set your outdoor mood and for more information and a special coupon, go to tikibrand.com/promotions. Now you're in the know from Tiki Brand.
All right, I'm looking at these Tiki Brand fire pieces. I've never really seen one of these before. Is this something that you can get a lot of the places? I would think people would be calling you or asking you, maybe now that we've suggested it, asking what's safe when it comes to doing stuff like this.
Whenever you have fire, obviously you have to be careful. But what I like about these fire pieces, and what they look like are small, very attractive, like bowls or dishes that you put a fuel in, right? And they have like this beautiful pebble surface on them. And then you light them, and they burn clean. So you don't have this sort of big waft of smoke coming out, stinky smoke that comes out and kind of interrupts your dinner. They burn clean. They give you that nice ambiance. You know, we like to have a nice backyard party once a year or so, and love to have those tiki torches out there, and they're beautiful. This gives you a chance to put something right on your table that's easy to maintain. It's all driven off the fuel.
Right. It's a centerpiece.
No smoke.
You'll cook your dinner at it, but you'll...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.